The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy 3. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's Friday. It's the Vibe Check. It's Moose. It's Breezy. And we're just... on those good vibes. 585-252-9800. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. 35 for the high today. We got Kevin Hart tickets. This is our last pair coming up for Campy Breezy. Sometime in the show this morning, make sure you listen to win. Where's our friends at, Breeze?
They are here. Cameron is here and says, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Out plowing nice and early this morning. Everyone stay safe out there. I'll get these roads safe for you.
It's not slushy snow, right? It's powder snow.
No, it's not
heavy.
Slushy.
It's not heavy, I don't think.
But those are the ones you got to look out for, honestly. Because it's just like, you underestimate how impactful it can truly be, and then you're fishtailing off the road, so.
It's usually the pickups fishing.
The guy in the pickup's like, oh my God,
I'm going to do 90.
Look at me.
I'm going to do 90. Oh, okay. Oh, vroom, vroom.
Okay.
Right.
Good morning, Moose and Breeze. It's Jess and Jaden here. Vibes are up because it's Friday.
What's up, guys?
Kids don't have school until Wednesday due to midterm exams. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend, you two.
Midterm exams.
Love it.
In January. It's just not right.
It's just well, not it right. Would be the mid of the term.
Jess, let us know when you're going to buy Jaden his first new car. Kid got his permit. A couple weeks ago, now he needs something to drive. He needs something to practice on.
He's crushing it.
He is.
He's crushing it. What about you, Vibes?
Through the roof.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's great. It's Friday. It's payday. I don't have a ton going on this weekend. I mean, I'm going to the Bills playoff game on Sunday, so I'm looking forward to that. Or I might have to skip it so I can go to my niece and nephew's recital.
Right. I don't think you're going to do that, but...
Well... the resentment that would take place is just through the roof. But anyways, yeah, the vibes are pretty good today. I woke up, got some good sleep. What about you?
Oh, I didn't get good sleep, but
oh, I'm so sorry.
I woke up, so.
Do you want to get a garbage plate?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, no, we should skip that.
Vibes are good. Yeah, payday, great. Hanging out with my friends tonight. Very excited about that.
What are you doing?
Rotting.
collectively, you're all going to rot on the sofa?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
But what do you do? You guys going to watch The Whale?
We're going to watch the girl who has Tourette's on TLC, Balin.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good
Balin writing. Out loud.
Balin out loud?
Yep.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, love but it. The problem is that her Tourette syndrome is... a lot of swearing.
Yeah, well, a majority of the time it is. I mean, I went to MCC with
so
kid in my class.
I don't know how TLC is going to pull that one off, but yeah. We'll see.
The kid in my college class at MCC had Tourette's. At least we thought. Turns out he was faking it.
Okay.
Yes.
Hate that for him and everyone around him, because that's just inappropriate. So you've never seen this girl on TikTok?
No.
She's like, my mom has hemorrhoids. That's like her tics. That's what she says.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's interesting it's interesting how the brain works when you have Tourette's.
Yeah.
It's so fascinating.
Yeah. I have a friend with Tourette's.
Like, is there anybody in the history of having Tourette's who's never, like, just had outbursts of cursing and swearing?
I mean,
that's usually the first thing that...
This is her. She's just screaming.
What's the name of the show?
Bailing Out Loud.
Bailing Out Loud.
This is a TikTok star, essentially. Mm-hmm. She went on TikTok, and that was her shtick, having Tourette's. So much so that, I mean, she got her bag right before TikTok shut down. She has her own show now. So.
That's right.
Bailing Out Loud. Can't wait to watch it.
Okay. That's what you're doing this Friday night.
And eating, eating Thai food.
Oh, so love a good Thai food. Excited. Love Thai
so
food.
So excited.
Is the King and I still open in Henrietta, or are they shut down?
I think they are.
Are they still open? I know your dad's a huge fan.
Loves it there.
But, you know, sometimes the health department gets involved in these things. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in this Friday morning. We appreciate you being here, because if you weren't listening, then we would really be wasting our time on our end, wouldn't we?
So just to pull the curtain back a little bit here, we had our 2-year anniversary party 2 Fridays ago, and we had some loyal listeners in that, you know, some of them text in every day for good vibes. Nico and Steven being one of them. It's funny, ever since we met them, they haven't texted in once, so I'm going to take that as... They didn't like us. Maybe.
They ghosted us.
They haven't heard from them since.
Yeah, that's it. They
I'm
ghosted
like,
us.
Wait.
That's
where
it.
Are you guys?
You guys got your free T-shirts? That's it? You're just going to hit it and quit
pizza.
It?
Pizza. Uh-huh. And they want a gift card, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
All right.
I'm nervous about the Bills.
Nothing to be nervous about, Breezy. And Josh Allen, we trust. Talk about the Breezy's big bets coming up on the show. She's getting her own sports talk station.
Yeah, like, yeah. But that goes without saying.
Coming up on the show, 2 Rochester police officers are suspended with pay over radio calls made between cars on Sunday. And apparently they were a little inappropriate. But what they were doing is a no-no. I'll tell you some of the things that were said.
What they were doing and what they were saying.
Yeah, coming up. That's coming up for the big story of the day on PXY Mornings. All right, stay there, you guys. Happy Friday. It's PXY. PXY Mornings. Welcome back to the show. Moose, Breezy Breeze. Bad boys. Breeze, you ever been arrested?
No. Surprisingly, no.
You ever been in the back of a cop car?
For fun, yeah.
Yeah, it is fun, right?
I mean, it's not like fun. I mean, well, it's really uncomfortable, actually. The seats are really uncomfortable.
I saw an RPD officer. I was like, yeah, you got to cuff me. Put me in the back. Just do a joyride around Commercial Street. He's like, all right, get in. It's like, you know, and I could imagine it's a lot more scary when you've actually maybe murdered a person or two, and then you're in the back of the car. But 2 Rochester police officers are suspended without pay. This is a really terrible transition on my part. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, but- what? He's like, I was in the back of a cop car when they all got suspended.
Well, I just want to say I love the police. You know what I'm saying? But 2 of these police officers were a little naughty. They're suspended with pay. Sometimes that's just how it goes. Over radio calls made between cars on Sunday. So the Rochester Police Department says the calls appear immature and unprofessional.
Okay. What's up?
And there's now an internal investigation. I don't know. The calls started around 5 p.m. and these officers were discussing like going to Philly to represent RPD. They were having like personal conversation on the radio. And one was saying, listen, guys, we're going to be in Philly representing the Rochester Police Department, man. I'm going to take a shot for every one of you guys, you know? And then another responds with, why do I feel like I'm getting assaulted right now? And then another officer was like, yeah, brother, we're going to get effed up one of these days. So just plan on us being effed up one of these days.
What?
It's probably going to be Monday or Tuesday. And RPD would not say why the officers were going to Philly, although one call mentions recruiting. The rest of the radio calls sound like locker room talk with officers challenging each other over who can run faster or do more push-ups.
I'm like so good on this. I'm so good on this, honestly.
In a statement,
I heard what I needed to hear.
RPD said it prides itself on the mission statement of crime reduction, service, and professionalism.
They're like beating each other's faces in.
Unfortunately, on Tuesday, we received recordings of radio traffic from one of our car-to-car non-primary radio channels that captures what appears to be immature and unprofessional behavior that falls short of meeting our mission. Hello, officer. My car just got broken into once again.
This is we're doing a push-up competition, so if you could wait one second.
We're actually doing push-ups right now. Take a hike.
Yeah.
The officers are suspended with pay until the internal investigation is over.
That's such a tough scene.
I guess when you...
I wonder who won, honestly. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, I would like to have a race with you to see who runs faster. Coming up on the show, you guys, I'm in a real predicament here. What would you do in this situation? I'm supposed to go to the playoffs for the Bills game this Sunday, but my niece and nephew have their heart set on the fact that I might be coming this Sunday to their recital instead. And I'm like, oh, man, you might be disappointed.
Oh, that's tough.
And now, you know, they're making me feel guilty about it. And I'm like, wow, what would you guys do? Help me out. 585-252-9800. We'll get into it coming up next on the show.
How would you like to win $5,000 cash?
I just won $5,000.
Big bets.
Yeah.
Let's make my predictions.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Guys, I could really use your help on this one today. And I know there's a number of you that are probably going to judge me for this, but so be it. This Sunday, I got tickets with some of my boys to go to the Bills playoff game against the Ravens. This is a big game. If you've been to a playoff game, playoff football is a different type of energy. The stakes are high.
Right.
The playoff game last year I went to with Bills-Steelers, oh, it was great. You know, a lot of Steelers fans, I felt bad for them. They're getting hit in the face with snowballs, but that happens at Highmark Stadium. Well, my niece and nephew are going to be performing in a school musical, and I have to choose which one I'm going to attend. Breezy's rolling her eyes.
What production are they going to be putting on?
Well, they're going to be, you know, playing their instruments. My nephew's a saxophone player. My niece plays the clarinet. And I know you know where my head's at. I don't want to let them down, but, you know, it's the playoffs. It's like, come on. These are expensive tickets.
No offense to your niece and nephew, but, like, respectfully, if they don't have a solo, it's not worth your time. You can't hear them anyways.
Well, she does.
Oh, well, yeah. Then you probably should go. Probably sell your tickets.
Getting a lot of mixed signals here. 585-252-9800. I need some of you guys to weigh in whether you are genuine or not and just say there will be other recitals. That's what I need to hear right now because I'm going to let them down most likely. It's the playoffs.
What time is the recital?
Like 2 o'clock on a Sunday. I got it. Listen, I'm tailgating by 11.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, you're going to be blacked out by...
That's the point. It's going to be 13 degrees. Granted, I'm in the Pepsi Club. Those are a little bit more expensive. But I'm just like, a part of me feels guilty because when you hear them say, like, Uncle Moose, are you going to be there to support us? In my head, I'm like, hell no, I'm going to the game. But I'm like, yeah, you know, but come on.
I see. For sure.
You know, and wow. Listen, I missed out on a lot when I was living on the other side.
And he's like, and I'm going to keep missing out. Yes, I am.
No, but I did. And I felt really guilty how many birthdays and stuff. But, you know, I tried to convince myself. It's not, I can't feel bad about that stuff. I'm living a different life. You know, and now that I moved back, I've had the opportunity. I've been to their school plays. I've done the birthdays. You know, I get them pretty good gifts during the holidays. I'm the cool uncle. They've come into the studio on the air.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I shouldn't feel bad about missing this. But that's how that's what I'm telling myself right now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I definitely here's the problem I have with you, right? Let me tell you a little something.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you go ahead?
You sit here all day till you're blue in the face. Family is everything. Family over everything. Until you have to show up and support your niece and nephew.
Which I
then
do.
Then you're like, Bill's over everything, honestly.
Well, I mean, you know, there's different circumstances here. You know what I mean? What would you do?
I try to make both work.
There's no making, you got to choose one. There's no making both work.
No. You go, you show face, you leave right after.
I'm going to miss the game. I'm in Buffalo. This is over an hour away. This is the playoffs. You can't go to both. Stop trying to be on both sides of the fence. Well, you got to pick one.
Fine. Then I think you should go to the recital and give me the ticket. No, genuinely. I'm not going to do that. I think I solved the problem.
I'm not going to do that. I go
with our boy Tim and you go to the recital.
Who's
Twinkle Toes on stage.
Leah says, Moose, it is literally the playoffs. There will be many more recitals. I know. That's what I wanted to hear.
This person says, you can stream it. Gates Chilai does it. Go to the game. I would miss my own kids' concert to go to that game. Bad planning by the school. Go to the game.
I know, right?
Oh, your niece is texting in. Kiss the number one uncle spot. Goodbye.
Yeah. Oh, that breaks my heart.
This person says, easily the Bills game. They'll see you after. Hug you for a second and move on.
It's tough, too. Well, it's not so much tough. It makes it a little easier considering they're all huge Kansas City Chiefs fans. You can thank my brother for that. Hardcore Chiefs fan. All the kids, I started buying them Bills gear when they were younger. What do you think they did?
Burned it.
Yeah. Basically, I bought him, my nephew, the gloves. I bought him the jersey. All of a sudden, 2 months later, we're Chiefs fans. So, all right, I gave in. I gave in. I bought my niece a big, fluffy Kansas City Chiefs blanket, a throw blanket for her bed.
Yeah.
Got a little hole in it. You know what she says to me during Christmas? She goes, Uncle Moose, this is really cheap. I was like, that's it.
I'm not going to your recital. That's the end of that.
I was pissed.
This person says, hire a lookalike to sit in the crowd. They'll never know the difference. Guys, hey.
That's so great.
Yeah. I don't know if you even have.
Can you 3D print my face?
Oh, my God. This person says 13 degrees. It's so much more cozy at the recital. That's what I would do.
I know, but I will say that the seats are, we're sitting under the heat lamps. So I'm not going to complain too much.
Right.
But well, it's the playoffs. I got to go to the game.
I mean,
they're expensive tickets.
Yeah, but could just give it to me. And
who are you going to go with? Yeah,
follow through with your saying that you say all the time, family is everything, family over everything. Obviously, that's not, practice what you preach, boy. That's not the case.
Family over everything during like certain occasions.
No. Yeah. No, you can't pick and choose your morals. That's not how that one works.
I'm pretty sure that's what you do on a daily basis.
This isn't about me. Stop projecting.
All right, where's my gavel? All right, looking at all these texts coming in, majority of them are saying, Moose, have your brother or mom or whoever's there tape it for you, and then you can watch it back with the kids. That's right.
My daughter's father is missing her volleyball playoffs. We all get it. It could be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. There will be many more games to attend. Right. Don't you want to watch her spike it? I don't know.
All right. Well, I made my decision, so.
Oh, your niece is texting me. She's absolutely pissed. How'd you get my number?
98
PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. What's up, guys? Happy Friday. We seem to be having this conversation a lot on the show.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the string of break-ins that are happening in the city, the Kia boys are in the news more and more. Some of those kids are as young as 12.
Hate that.
My vehicle was broken into for the second time 2 weeks ago, along with friends of mine who live on the opposite side of the town. I know we had that conversation. And then last night, once again, some of my friends, their windows were smashed in. Some of them had their vehicle stolen. And I'm like, yeah, I feel for them because God knows how frustrated I was 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And I wanted to get some serious answers from a reliable source, just kind of to help us, you know.
I just feel like we talk about it a lot and like there's nothing we can say or do that's going to change anything or give you any more information than us just bitching about it.
Right.
So why don't we cite our source, show our work, and have someone come on that actually knows the laws way better than we ever could.
Yeah, so joining us on the show this morning is a friend of ours. I want to welcome one of Rochester's best criminal defense lawyers who is a partner with the law firm of ETKS. Sarah Wesley is joining us live on the show. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. It's Friday, so yeah. I'll take it.
Absolutely.
Sarah, people are frustrated, and this is a problem that isn't just happening in the city anymore. We're living in some lawless times, and I was hoping you can break down for us what exactly is happening out there, but also how are the police feeling about what's going on in our city?
Sure. I mean, I think you have two primary groups of people who are partaking in this behavior, right? You've got people who are out really looking for just money, a quick grab of valuables, that kind of thing. Often those are people who are suffering from drug addiction or in a really bad place. And they're not typically the people stealing the cars. The people stealing the cars are this group of young, generally boys, although there are young girls involved in this as well. Mm-hmm. And what we're talking about is really teenagers. And I think one of the most frustrating things for people in the community is that this keeps happening over and over and over. And the reality is that the way that the criminal justice system is set up, these kids are going into family court because that is the law at this juncture. Mm-hmm. And they're very often getting, you know, a slap on the wrist, turned around, and released back out into the community.
Right.
And look, I'm a criminal defense attorney. I'm representing some of these kids. And, you know, it's incredibly frustrating, I think, across the board, because I think most people who are doing the work as well that I'm doing don't want to see these kids in this situation. It's incredibly dangerous for them as well.
Right.
But this is so frustrating, and things seem to be escalating.
So
and
I think
the system is just ill-equipped.
Right. And so I guess it's safe to say at this point that a lot of these things that keep happening over and over and again in our city is by repeat offenders. It's typically the same group of people that continually go out there, smash these vehicles, because when they get arrested or you said it, is it an appearance ticket? Is it?
Not typically. I mean, it depends on how they're picked up there, but I can relate one story of a young man who was picked up in a stolen vehicle with a firearm and within 5 days was released from custody. So, you know, it's just, there's not a lot happening. There's not a lot of deterrent, frankly, in the system at this juncture to prevent these things from happening. I think the police are incredibly frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, a lot of times they're overworked. They've got a call coming in for something violent happening, a domestic happening.
Right.
And they're not going to get to you if your car's been stolen several hours, because it's a property crime at the end of the day, unfortunately.
I think the craziest thing that I can like kind of compare it to is these kids. You know, when you're like out at a store or a restaurant and you see a parent completely have no control over their kid. They're crying, they're screaming, and it's affecting everyone in the restaurant. That's exactly what's happening on a much more dangerous and higher stakes scale of these parents don't know how to control their kids or care to raise their kids properly. And then the whole city's like, well, we have to step in and raise them so they don't ruin our time living here. You know what I mean?
I do. I mean, I work in family court a lot, and I work with juvenile delinquents and representing them. And most of the kids that I'm representing are incredible kids who have come up in a really, really horrible and difficult situation. So what you're looking at, I mean, it's you know, we all want to point to one thing and say, there's your answer. It's just not that simple. This is a systematic and cultural issue that we're facing at this point. And, you know, without some massive reform across the board that starts with even things like early intervention, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about little kids catching these things and trying to give them some structure and support as early on as 2, 3, 5, you know, but we've got a big problem on our hands.
What can we do in the sense of legality? I mean, yesterday I talked about another woman running for mayor, and you know, all of those elections are coming up here in June and then November. So what can we, the people, do when it comes to voting on our rights and making sure that this is addressed?
I think the most important thing that you should be doing is really researching, you know, the candidates.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like so often these days people vote along party lines and don't take the time to attend an event for these individuals. Talk to them. I mean, we're talking about the city of Rochester. We're not talking about, you know, a nationwide election. These candidates are available to you. So try to go meet them, have conversations, send them a letter, vet them, read their websites, and try to find what their past policy you know, decisions have been.
Can I ask you something? I wanted to ask you, Sarah, tell us about the blue cams in the city. How do those work? Because I know my landlord just had the police install one in our parking lot where we live last week. How do those work? Because you can kind of see them around the city in different areas. Is that something that is super beneficial? Do those work well? What's the story behind them?
So the blue light cameras are actually incredibly high resolution, and they are monitored by a living, breathing person.
Oh, okay.
So they're each one of those, if you look at them, they look like they're kind of a dome, right? And there's a blue light on top of that. That dome has within it a camera, and it does have the ability to be manually taken over in the control center and then zoomed in, moved. It's got a 360 capability. So when we are, you know, getting discovery in from the district attorney's office, in most cases, frankly, there's blue light camera footage. It's really high resolution. It's really great to see. But I think, Moose, the bigger issue is that people need to take some proactive steps themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and
what do those look like?
The three things I would recommend when we're talking specifically about car theft is, first, make the investment to get yourself a steering wheel lock. That's going to prevent theft. Look, if your windows are broken, most insurance plans have glass coverage, right? Mm. Don't leave your valuables in your car if at all possible. Or if you do, lock them in your trunk. Don't have them visible in the cab of the vehicle. Get a steering wheel lock. You can get one. There's one that's a strap lock. It's from a company called Tactical. It's really high rated. It's $50. You know, it's not cheap, but it's not as expensive as having your
car. Yeah, it might save you a headache, sure.
Exactly. And that's not a sponsored post. It's just a good, good item.
A little tidbit.
And then lastly, either invest in a GPS system or even just buy an AirTag and throw it in your glove compartment, which may help with recovering your vehicle in the event.
Some people are getting the AirTags from Apple. If you guys are just joining us right now, we are talking to a criminal defense attorney here in Rochester, Sarah Wesley, who's a partner with the law firm ETKS. I just want to ask you real quick before we let you go. I've been saying this on the show for a while because, like you said, the police, going back to what you said, they are frustrated. They're tired. I've talked to them personally when my car's been broken into, and they just, like, they look exhausted. Mm-hmm. And when there is a break-in and our vehicle has been stolen for the third time in the same month, the police are very quick to say, it's not an emergency. You just got to call 311 and file a report, which I've done, landlords have done. And the problem with this is people feel incredibly dismissed. And in their minds, because they're getting lack of help, they're going to start taking matters into their own hands. As a criminal defense lawyer, I'm sure you have, but have you witnessed firsthand this happening?
Yeah, I've represented a gentleman who is currently awaiting sentencing on a plea for a gun charge and manslaughter, because unfortunately he had had his car stolen four times.
Wow.
They had placed a GPS system into the vehicle, and he was incredibly frustrated. He had to get to work. He, you know, had married, three children, owned a home, and unfortunately he had a prior criminal history from his youth. But he went out to find his car because he was sick of it.
Yeah.
And what he encountered was four teens. There's a dispute in the, you know, between the district attorneys and myself about what exactly transpired. But, you know, from our client's position, the car drove at him and his wife. They pulled a gun on him and he pulled his gun and he shot.
Yeah.
And now he's staring down a 15-year sentence in the Department of Corrections. So I cannot urge you enough. Do not take this into your own hands, no matter what. It is not worth your freedom. It is not worth your life.
Yeah.
You know, these kids who are stealing cars, they're very often armed. It is dangerous. It is not a safe thing. And while the instinct or the impulse may be to say, well, the police aren't doing enough, look, they are doing what they can.
Right.
But do not put yourself in a situation where you could be harmed or where you could lose your freedom. It's a car at the end of the day.
Yeah. Sarah Wesley,
we thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on, shedding some light. We so appreciate it, because this, for a lot of people, when they're going through something like this and they're heated, it's hard to take a breath and understand what really is going on behind the scenes, because
it's
heartbreaking
kind of all around. And and, you know, from the perspective of a defense attorney, I would love to find a way for us to try to help these kids so this isn't happening. But
yeah,
on the other side of that, keep yourself safe.
Yeah. 100%. Thank you so much for the insight
this morning.
Yeah, really thanks, Sarah. Have the best weekend. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you again very soon, I'm sure. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
Guys, we're back, baby. It's Breezy's Big Bets. Big sports update. Huge energy. Getting very excited for this Sunday's game. Beep, 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 beep. The Bills are set to face off against the Baltimore Ravens at Highmark Stadium on Sunday. So if I was checking my stats from earlier.
Right.
Week four, the Ravens absolutely smeared the Bills. Clobbered them, if you will, 35-10. And that was week four. But we have made a lot of progress as a, you know, pretty healthy football team. And around this time, we're going to be facing off against them in just a couple short days, and we're full strength defense. So don't even worry about it. I'm worried. I'm definitely worried. I'm saying that for myself.
We're all on pins and needles, Breezy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They're the big battle between Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson took place on September 29th. And but that was without starting linebacker Matt Milano and Terrell Barton. So, and the starting corner, Taron Johnson. So, you know, these things happen. With Milano back, though, we're absolutely going to kill it. We're going to just absolutely slay.
We.
Head coach Sean McDermott, old McDonald had a farm, spoke to about the defensive growth and how the chemistry has just been absolutely mint since then.
Yeah.
So he's not worried.
No, he's not at
we're
all.
We're all worried. We're all very worried. But as a unit, the Bills' 7-point allowed a stood major improvement. Major, major improvement. So this game coming up here, we're going to see if that improvement can get us the W. Definitely nervous, but I hope everyone's tuning in, because if they lose this game, ladies and gentlemen, no more Bills on your screen.
Any thoughts from receiver Amari Cooper?
You know, we've talked a little bit, but no comment at this time. Thank you so much for Breezy's Big Sports Update. Over under that they win.
All right.
Over-under that they win. What do you think? What's the over-under?
I honestly think the final score is going to be 34-31 Bills.
I'm so nervous. All right, well, we'll take that.
Coming up on the show, is TikTok going away? How many of you listening would actually be shattered if you found out tomorrow that TikTok was going away forever? Let us know your thoughts. 585-252-9800. We're going to talk about this coming up next on PXY Mornings. Is TikTok going away for good? Maybe, but if so, we're all going to be fine. How do you feel about the TikTok ban? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 585-252-9800. If this is the worst news you or your teenager has gotten in a very long time,
yeah.
Honestly, if we find out in the next coming days that we have to say bye-bye to this social media platform, I'm going to be honest. I just feel like it's one less thing that I personally have to worry about.
Yeah.
You too.
No, fully. I listen, I want to break down like exactly why TikTok is being banned or why they want to ban it and why it's such a hot button issue. Because for a lot of people, they just hear the words banned and, you know, canceled or deleted or non-accessible, and they start freaking out and they don't fully understand why. And trust me, I do believe as a government and as a country, we have way bigger issues than TikTok. But I mean, hey, if you want to start at the bottom of the list, then work your way up to the top. You do you. So basically,
Right.
TikTok obviously has been a massive social media platform ever since the start of COVID. I feel like a lot of people were very bored and dancing and making funny videos just for a sense of relief, right? And since that time, over the last, you know, 5 years, it's really grown into this huge, huge avenue for people to make money, start businesses, become influencers. It's literally created an entire career of just influencing. And the concerns about TikTok that our government has is that the Chinese government could manipulate or gain access to sensitive user data through this app, mm-hmm. which is TikTok, mm-hmm. which is owned by a Chinese company, ByteDance. And they own, the Chinese government own about 1% of this company. So everyone's hitting the panic button over that. And when I say everyone, I mean people in Congress and all the way up to the White House and beyond. President Joe Biden's only going to be here for a couple more days. Obviously, we know that. And he's doing everything in his power to keep TikTok available in the United States. But as of Sunday, if everything goes the way they want it to go, TikTok will be removed from your phone. You will not be able to access it. You will not be able to get it from the App Store. You will not be able to post your videos. And you're going to have to find a different avenue.
Let's get to some of your texts coming in right now. Tracy says, as a mom of a 14-year-old girl, I encourage it to go away because I just think it would be one less app for our kids to be consumed by.
Yeah.
Mike says, all I know is if they ban TikTok, my bathroom breaks are going to be a lot shorter.
100%.
Of course.
I'm in the notion of get rid of it. That's just for my personal opinion. I really think that it would do wonders for everyone's mental health and just brain rot and all of that, those things, if it was gone. And I know people are like, I'm famous on there. I make so much money. And I get it. But like, you're smart. If you made a whole business on one Instagram or one TikTok profile, you can figure something else out. I promise you that.
Hi, PeaksY, who's this?
It's Carmen. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Carmen? Talk to us about TikTok. What do you think?
If it went away, I would care. I could care less.
Mm-hmm.
But also, a lot of people use it for personal gain, which I'm for. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of conflicted. The only thing that draws me in the way of not wanting it here is that it's Chinese owned, and it's not even allowed in their country, right? So TikTok's not allowed in China, but it's allowed here, which I find strange.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I also thought that it wasn't going to be going away off your phone, kind of like, remember Flapper Wings or that little game?
Yeah.
You just couldn't update it anymore. So I don't think that it's going to actually go away. I could be wrong. I'm wrong a lot. But I thought that you couldn't do any more updates after Sunday, and then eventually it'll go away. But not Sunday. Yeah. It just disappears off your phone.
Right. I think you'll still have the app, but you're not going to be able to use it. I think that's what it comes down to.
Yeah,
so we're going to find out in the next few days, though. Thanks for the call, Victor. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Carmen.
Excuse me, Carmen. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Carmen, sorry about that. Who else is here? Hello, PXY. Is this Angela?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi, Angela. Go ahead. Talk to us. What's your take on this?
Well, yeah, I am calling about TikTok potentially going away, and you guys poking fun over that possibly happening is kind of gross. Mm. Like, just
what?
Because it doesn't.
It's literally our opinion, but okay, go on.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just because it doesn't affect you doesn't mean that it's not a big deal. Like, TikTok is how some people make their living.
We get that.
Like me. It took me years to build up my following and become an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so hard because I thought we were all supposed to be living in a democracy, and Trump is literally stripping us of our rights. And you guys don't understand what it's like because you don't have followers who count on you for content.
Wait, that's what we do. We don't have followers.
That's literally our job. That's just our job title. So
we don't people that count on us for content. That's what this is every single day. You're a local influencer here in Rochester?
Yeah, but I spent over 4 years working on getting followers on TikTok specifically and learning to understand how the algorithm works. Mm-hmm. And it was for nothing.
Well, we don't know that just yet, but you might be right. It probably will be for nothing. In which case, if it is, what's plan B? What are you going to do?
So like, what is your shtick on TikTok? Like, everyone pretty much needs to hone in on one thing in order to be recognized for something. So what content are you pumping out that people just can't simply live without?
Well, I'm a beauty influencer.
Mm-hmm, right. Of course.
So what do you do? Okay.
Yeah. So like, I'm all about like beauty and lifestyle and, you know, living your best life and becoming the best version of yourself.
Right.
And like, doing that authentically. So like, I collaborate with a lot of makeup brands and skincare brands and stuff like that. And, you know, like, it's a lot of work. Like, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to find brands who want you to help them sell their product. And just imagine doing all that and finding out that it's for nothing. So like, you know, like, you guys, how long have you been on the radio? Like, I've been doing this for 4 years. How long have you been on the radio? Well, over 4 years.
Collectively? Collectively over 20.
I mean, first of all, you're just describing our job. Like, I think it's so funny when influencers are like, I'm an influencer. It's like, radio personalities and people on TV have been influencers before influencers were even influencers. So let's just call it.
They're not taking your platform away. You're not getting your platform taken away.
Wait, what about?
Like, tried other platforms.
Yeah, what about YouTube?
Yeah, what about Instagram?
It's not the same. You can't grow. You can't grow your Instagram or your Facebook. And it's really upsetting that you keep laughing at me because, like, you don't understand. You still have your platform. You can't grow the same on Instagram or Facebook. Like, you can't grow at the same rate. Like, it's total. You don't understand. Like, I've been studying this algorithm, and it's devastated. Like, I'm devastated over
all right,
this. Okay, like, it's not a joke.
Are you crying?
We're not.
Don't cry.
All right. This is wild.
Well, I'm just saying. I understand your frustration, Angela, but tell us, what would you do if TikTok were to go away? What's plan B?
Yeah, where do we go from here?
I don't know right now. I really don't know right now. Like, I'm not somebody who's going to get hired for a job at Paychex.
Okay.
You know, like, it's just not who I am.
Might be looking for an influencer.
Right. I mean, like, listen, I think a lot of people put a lot of their personality and livelihood into their job, which I never recommend. I think your job is a part of you. That's where the lines get blurred with influencers, though, because it is your entire life. If I were to lose my job on the radio tomorrow, I would be fine. Moose would be fine. We have the personality to carry us through. And I think one of the biggest things is you relied so heavily on one app and one platform to do that for you, and now it's poof going away and you're scrambling. But I want to let you know that you are so much more worthy than a stupid app. Like, you really are. And
she's right.
You really need to look inward and look at what you do on that app that makes you happy and brings you joy and others, and see if you can channel that into a career. PR. That's a great pipeline to getting back into the content creation and influencing and all of that stuff.
You know, Angela, if this were to go away tomorrow, there are businesses and companies here in the 585 that would gladly hire somebody of your expertise to do their social media for them.
I don't want to work a 9-to-5. Like, I like my hours. I make my own schedule. Like, no, I don't have anybody micromanaging me. Like, I don't think I'm built for that. Like, you don't understand. Like, you just don't get
how,
it.
How come
so
Breezy and I, how come we never understand anything?
Right.
How come we never understand?
And honestly, this is the closest thing we actually would understand.
We would. That's the thing. Well, Angela, listen, I'm sorry that you're in turmoil right now, and I wish you the best of luck. I know you're feeling what a lot of people are feeling. If TikTok goes away, I want you to know you're going to be fine. You'll figure it out.
It's just so upsetting. It's like the same people who watch my videos are the same ones saying they don't care if it goes away.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Way and like,
can you do me a favor? Send me your handle right now. I'd love to take a look at it.
Yeah, and we can follow you on Instagram. That's two more followers for you.
Well, tell me your TikTok handle that you've spent years. You said how many years?
4 years.
What's the name of it?
It's at Space Beat Ange.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and
look it up.
Look it up, and we'll give you a follow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
All right.
You're going to be fine.
Angela, chin up. Happy Friday.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. What is going on? Can you send me your handle so she doesn't lose it?
I got to hold on a second. I'm looking this up right now.
You know what the problem is? It's like Angela is one of 500 million that are doing this right now.
No, I understand why she's emotional.
Like, we're going to be fine. Vine went away. We were fine.
Except she took four.
What?
I mean, I don't know what the fuss is about. She's got 2,400 followers. I don't understand it.
I mean, like, that's not bad, in comparison.
Yeah. I mean, come on. You're not going to starve.
Right.
It's not like people were
not like
inviting you to the White House.
Right. Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
All right. Let's get to some texts.
My God. Wait, you guys. This is crazy. This lady is crazy, and it's frustrating. TikTok is not a career. If she spent as much time working towards a real career as she did social media, she'd be way, way beyond successful by now. This person says 0 minutes a day where there's no limits on American children, and it's 100% rotting their tiny little undeveloped brains. Also, I would like to know if Carmen is single. A man who openly admits he's the possibility of being wrong? Hook a sister up.
Carmen, call us back.
Furthermore, tell Angela Hobby Lobby's hiring. All right, we'll pass that info along. Thank you so much.
98PXY.
Boss Saw Shaw Cross. Murder rates, garbage plates. 585-252-9800. This is our last pair of tickets to go see Kevin Hart.
Yes, it is.
And we're giving you a chance to win them for Can't Beat Breezy.
Let's go.
Right now, Breezy's record stands at 5-3. She's absolutely crushing it.
I've never had a higher record, ever.
Let's go to the phones. We need caller 8. PXY, who's this?
Autumn.
Autumn, where are you calling from?
Byron.
Not happening in Byron, huh?
Not Byron.
I know, it's so big.
Can Byron beat Breezy? That's the question, because you're caller 8!
Woo! That is phase one. Let me hear you. Let's get a little woohoo there in Autumn.
Woohoo!
All right, that's good enough.
Crushing it.
All right,
it.
Now I just need you to trash talk Breezy before she leaves the room. Can you do that?
Yeah, Breezy, you're going down. I want these tickets.
Yeah. Get it, Byron.
Breezy's leaving the room right now. The rules are simple, Autumn. You get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with Breezy, you automatically get the win. I wish you the best of luck because she's been crushing it lately. Question one, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Question one, Autumn, in which sport can you win the Davis Cup? Which sport can you win the Davis Cup?
I have no idea. Lacrosse.
All right. We'll go with lacrosse. All right. Question number two, Autumn. The nuclear power plant meltdown, otherwise known as Chernobyl, took place in what country?
China.
Going with China. All right. Question number three. You big fan of teddy bears?
Kind of.
The teddy bear was named after what famous American president?
Theodore Roosevelt.
Question number four, Autumn, what fast food franchise has the most locations in the world?
McDonald's.
And question number five, Autumn, how many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
Four. Oh, I might be three. Oh, no.
Which one is it? You got 3 seconds.
I'm going to go with three.
All right, we're putting you down for three. Okay, we're going to go ahead. We're going to bring Breezy back into the studio, and then I'm going to tally these up and see how well you did, Autumn, okay? Breezy, why don't you go ahead, sit yourself in the hot seat, would you? You got your work cut out for you.
Byron do.
Her name's Autumn.
Yeah.
So, All right, we're looking at right now we have a total of 2 out of 5.
All right. I'm not making any promises, but let's go.
All right, Breezy, question number one. Autumn, sit tight. We'll be right with you, okay?
Okay.
You have a chance to win these last pair of tickets to go see Kevin Hart next week in Buffalo. Breezy, in which sport can you win the Davis Cup?
Hockey? No. Motocross.
Motocross?
Motocross, yeah.
Okay. Question number two. The nuclear power plant meltdown, otherwise known as Chernobyl, took place in what country?
China.
Question number three. The teddy bear was named after what famous American president?
Ted Cruz.
What?
I don't know. I'm panicking. I'm literally panicking.
It's okay. Take your time.
No, I've
no
idea.
You're going with Ted Cruz, who I don't even know if he was a president.
I don't either.
Right.
Right.
Question number four, Breezy. What fast food franchise has the most locations in the world?
McDonald's.
And question number five. How many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
I feel like it's 2. I'm going to go 2.
All right.
Oh, my God. I just threw that. I threw that for Byron. What's going on?
Her name's Autumn.
I know.
All right. Hey, Autumn, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. You got 2 out of 5, and it's tough to say this, but Breezy just went 0 for 5. You got yourself the ticket. Congratulations! You
those
just beat Breezy.
Really hard. Which one did she get?
Well, you were a tennis star, so question one, you win the Davis Cup in tennis.
Oh my God.
Question two.
Didn't make it that far, clearly.
Both of you said China, but Chernobyl actually took place in Ukraine.
Right.
Theodore Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt. They named the teddy bear after him, and yes, you did get that one right, Autumn. Question number four, Subway has the most locations in the world, and
what?
It takes 3 teaspoons to make a tablespoon.
Damn
hey,
it.
Autumn, who are you taking to Kevin Hart with you?
My husband.
Oh, he's going to absolutely love that.
He's going to crush it.
Hey, yeah. Do me surprise him, take video of it, and then send it to Breezy and I, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Bruce and Breezy on air. What's the only station in the city hooking you up with Kevin Hart?
98 PXY.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
What you gonna do? PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Let's talk about the police for a second. Two Rochester police officers are suspended with pay over radio calls made between cars on Sunday. And the Rochester Police Department says the calls appear to be immature and unprofessional. So now there's a internal investigation.
Oh, no.
They started around 5 p.m. on Sunday, but the officers were discussing, for whatever reason, going to Philly. It's like, we're going to Philadelphia to represent RPD. Mm-hmm. And one of them said, listen, guys, we're going to be in Philly representing the Rochester Police Department, and I'm going to take a shot for every one of you guys, you know? And then another one responded with, why do I feel like I'm getting assaulted right now? What? And then later, an officer says, yeah, brother, we're going to go get effed up one of these days. So just plan on us being effed up one of these days.
Oh,
probably be Monday or Tuesday. So RPD would not say why the officers were going to Philly. Although, I mean, one call mentions recruiting, but the rest of the radio calls sound like locker room talk because officers were just challenging each other over who can run faster or do more push-ups.
What's happening here?
That's great. In a statement, RPD said it prides itself on the mission statement of crime reduction, service, and professionalism. Unfortunately, on Tuesday, we received recordings of radio traffic from one of our car-to-car non-primary radio channels that captures what appears to be immature and unprofessional behavior that falls short of meeting our mission. The officers are suspended with pay until the internal investigation is over. Sir, my car was broken into for the 7th time this month. Can't help you. We're doing push-ups.
So tough.
You know what? I can think of way worse things that some cops can be doing. You know what I mean? I didn't think they were going to get suspended over something like this.
Right. Yeah, no, that's questionable. Very questionable. Also, I feel like everybody has access to the police scanner and the radio. So
I mean, they got apps for that.
That's so tough.
You can download a police scanner. I enjoy listening once in a while. I find it very therapeutic.
I know somebody who used to fall asleep to it on.
What?
This is not it. This is not it.
They slept with a police scanner on all night long? Who would do that?
I don't know.
My grandpa. Wacko. My grandpa used to sit there at the table and he had this 1975 police scanner, which I have now.
Yeah.
It's an antique. And he'd just listen to what was going on in the city of Rochester.
I mean, talk about giving yourself anxiety. No, thank you. I'm all set.
How do you get an extremely sick child to take medicine? And I know there's so many parents listening with tips and tricks on this very subject. And Gianna from Webster says her 10-year-old daughter has had pneumonia for 2 weeks and refuses to take any kinds of meds. 585-252-9800. If you can offer some serious help this morning, that's coming up right after the break for Parental Confidential on PXY.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Totally not anonymous. How the heck do you get a 10-year-old to take medicine? That's the question. Gianna from Webster says, you know, I'm at a loss. Most of the suggestions from my kid's pediatrician has not worked. So apparently the last resort is Parental Confidential on PXY Mornings.
Okay.
It's kind of shocking if you ask me, but we'll take it.
Very much so, but hit it.
She writes in and says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I can't imagine there are no other parents that have dealt with this. I'm at my wit's end. I have spent hours this week trying to get my kid to take medicine for pneumonia. Yeah, am I saying that right? Pneumonia, right?
Pneumonia, yeah.
She has sensory issues, anxiety, an extreme fear of throwing up. Her sense of taste is insane, and she is a super picky eater. Now, I've never been able to sneak extra vegetables in anything. For example, she would immediately notice something different, no matter how little I would put in. The medicine is liquid, and she will take the tiniest sip and then end up spitting most of it out. Towards the end, she would take a sip, couldn't even swallow it. We are trying pill capsules this weekend, but I'm not very optimistic. She's had a horrible cough for 2 weeks, but that's it. Supposedly, pneumonia can clear up on its own, but she can't stay out of school for weeks and weeks. I'm just so frustrated and upset and angry. I have no energy for my other kids or anything else. And I've tried letting her suck on ice cubes first, chasing it with her favorite sodas, which I think that's ruined her for now, but sipping from a cup, giving it in a spoon. I've tried punishing. I've tried bribing. She says she physically can't swallow it without throwing up. Anyone else ever dealt with this? What the heck do I do?
Interesting.
All right, Gianna, let's see if we can get you some help from our listeners. We got a lot of parents that listen. 585-252-9800. How do you get a very sick 10-year-old kid to take medicine? I know you guys got tips and tricks.
Yeah. Some texts coming in right now. We will get to give kids meds. I syringe it into a mini muffin. Or mix it in with Nutella chocolate.
Oh, okay. Oh, the Nutella.
Love it.
The palm oil.
Honestly, Nutella masks anything.
I know.
This person says get pill form and have her pop it in the back of her tongue and wash it down with soda. The carbonation helps.
Hi, Moose and Breezy. This is Carissa. You can buy oral lubricant called Pill Glide. That's a great technique. Lots of different fruit flavors, and it works great for both my 9 and 12-year-old. So you basically—
literally feel like that's a recipe for joking, but okay.
No, that's the whole point. Pill Glide helps swallow the pills. Well, you just got it's a lubricant, I guess. I was taking pills growing up. These things were horse pills. I don't know how I managed to swallow them.
I feel like we just talked about this the other day because I was sick. But my girlfriend, since we live together now, I went to the medicine cabinet.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need like NyQuil.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And she only does like liquid. And I'm like, ew, I'm not like six. I need like a pill. She's like, I can only do liquid because of my throat. I'm like, okay, well, this is weird.
Hey, guys, it's Matt. Would it be possible to get a suppository? It's not fun, but it's a good last resort. I don't know, Matt. I don't know. I don't. Let's keep going. Terry says, my seven-year-old has taken pills for 2 years. We taught her using mini M&Ms. And now we specifically ask for drugs in pill form. You got to try the mini M&Ms. What a great idea, right?
What
swallow
do you mean?
This. Well, if you're going to practice taking pills, why not do it with mini M&Ms? Pretend it's a pill. Start practicing swallowing those. So when it's time to take a pill, bada bing, bada boom.
I mean,
I think that Terry, that's great advice. Also, pill glide.
What a torturous thing to eat chocolate and not enjoy it. You're not going to eat it. You're just going to put it in your stomach.
I'm just saying, that's a great technique. Who else is here? Let's go over to Lori. If you guys are just tuning in for Parental Confidential, we're asking the question, how do you get a 10-year-old kid to take medicine? Because Gianna from Webster says her daughter's had pneumonia for 2 weeks. She's 10 and can physically not swallow any kind of liquid meds. She's going to try pill form this weekend, but her daughter can't do it without throwing up or just throwing a fit. Shauna says, one of the physicians I work with had this exact scenario recently for her own son. She said mixing with large amounts of chocolate syrup worked at first, then it was soda, but was still too bitter. Then it ended up having success with pills and pudding. Next idea was to switch the antibiotic to one that could be flavored more easily. You got to crush up the pills this weekend and put them in pudding.
She could snort them.
Yeah, that's one way.
Crushing up.
Yeah, wait till college. Who else is here?
Pills and applesauce always work because of the texture.
Or tapioca pudding. God, I love tapioca.
What is that?
What's tapioca?
Yeah.
Guys, what's tapioca?
I don't know.
It's like they got the little gelatin balls in it.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh, it's delicious.
There's a lot of like things going in the mouth that I'm questioning everything.
Tapioca is, how do I explain this? It's tapioca is a starch. I know that much.
Is it like oatmeal?
It's you kind of feel the need to chew it. Sure.
It was like, it's my favorite thing in the whole world. Can't explain it. Like, right.
There's no right way to explain tapioca. I'm sorry. You can't do it.
I'm going to Google. I can't spell tapioca, but.
Andrew's here. Hi, guys. I don't know if this is great advice, but my seven-year-old was like this. When he got strep, he got strep a few months back, and I told him that he could literally die if he didn't take his medicine, and he started taking it after that. LOL. So maybe put some fear into her, and what's the worst case scenario, right? She starts taking her meds. Yeah. Case closed. All right, well, that's one way to do it, Andrew. Tell your kid they can die.
Yeah, that's not the fear-mongering. I don't love that tactic.
We get another mom wing in here, too, that says, I agree with the whole pill glide. This is a great technique.
This person says, yep, my daughter was very similar. Got to do the pills. The pills have to be done because, I don't know, I think the taste of liquid medicine is absolutely, I think the act of taking liquid medicine is more harsh than taking a pill, my opinion.
Was there any part of your life where you ever had to take a suppository as a kid?
I mean, not as a kid.
Oh, but you've had to take one. I think I was I remember as a kid I was being really sick.
I had hemorrhoids not too long ago.
Right.
So you did the math. You put two and two together.
Yeah. That was not fun. My dad did not have a lot of patience. We'll say that much.
Oh, God.
All right. You're going to try the pill glide, Gianna, and you're going to crush up those little pillies this weekend. You're going to put them in your daughter's tapioca or her pudding. There you have it.
Tapioca is disgusting. I'm looking at it right now, and it looks like cottage cheese.
It's like oatmeal. You know what I mean? You got to chew it. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for the messages. Gianna appreciates it, but so do we. We learned so much from this segment, do we not?
We do.
It's PXY Mornings.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
585-252-9800. That is the number to clear
the air, baby.
If you want to cry, Breeze,
come to PXY.
Thank you so much.
I'm already crying, guys, so there's that.
All right, let's get to some of your text messages coming in for There I Said It. Happy Friday, Friday, Friday. 35 for the high today. Let's get it.
You guys, it's too much.
Let me go over to Maddie, who says, I found a curly hair in my breakfast sandwich this morning. And I...
She said that yesterday, too.
Is this the same text from yesterday?
Yep.
Let's read it again. Well, yeah, read it again. I understand some people hate their jobs, but I truly wish some people in their service industry would just try a little bit. I guess fake it till you make it means nothing anymore. There, I said it.
That's a good one. Right. I don't know if that was worth a second read, but
I honestly
really got after it.
We all, I know how much you hate hair in your food.
Yeah.
But these things happen.
This person says, sushi absolutely sucks. There, I said it. There's no flavor and it doesn't fill me up. I had sushi on Saturday and it was like low-key really bad. I've never in my life not finished a roll. I didn't finish that roll. I was like, I'm good.
That's why you got to go to 7-Eleven and get the canal sushi. That's always really good. By the way, best sushi, and this is my opinion, this is my take, but the best sushi in this city is at Next Door Bar and Grill by Wegmans. There, I said it. I've never not loved a piece of sushi from there. It's always consistent. I love it. It's the best sushi.
Great.
Who is this?
Cassandra?
Call me gross, but if you're a grown man and you pick your nose, I could care less as long as you have a beard. There, I said it. Okay. Cassandra, the bar's in the ground.
No, literally. Tell me you lowered your standards without telling me you lowered your standards. Cassandra, babe, what's going on? This person says, finance people are so uncomfortable to be around. There, I said it.
Why do you think that is?
I feel like because they have an agenda. Like, very pretentious.
Finance people?
Like, you have no idea what I do in the Dow. I'm like, I don't. I don't, actually. I'm so good.
I have no idea what I do in the Dow. That's your dad. You have no idea where I'm transferring your money to. It's all coming out of your phone.
Okay.
Paul says, can someone explain to me why this... Oh, speaking of sushi, he makes a good point. Why did this city put two sushi restaurants directly next door to one another?
I know.
Dumb idea. There, I said it.
Not even just sushi restaurants. Revolving sushi restaurants. Very niche. Right next door.
In Pittsford, right?
Yes.
What are the names of them?
On Monroe Ave. The first one is Umi, and the second one is like Spin and Savor or something. I do want to go, but they just followed me on Instagram, and I was like, honestly, I'd check it out. No free plugs here, but mine for today is this. I truly feel like the only way I can save money is if I have two separate bank accounts that aren't connected. There, I said it. For example, I'm going to go put money in my credit union account.
That's what I did.
That's what I don't look at or see.
Right.
Because if I see it in my app, I'm like, oh, I have it. But if it's out of sight, out of mind, it's more likely to be saved and put away safely.
Yeah. I had to do that. Plus, I had to open up a safe deposit box.
He's like, plus I had to open up a couple offshore accounts, but
if I see it, then I'm in trouble.
Right.
But out of sight, out of mind.
100.
I totally get it. What's up? This is T. What's up, T?
What up, T?
What's up, guys? Can you hook me up with Kevin Hart tickets? Here is he's my favorite comedian, and I could use a little pick-me-up this morning. There, I said it. Needs a pick-me-up. Go to Dunkin'. They have beautiful breakfast sandwiches.
Beautiful.
Everything on their menu tastes like it's been in a fire.
No, literally. Why is that? This person says apartment living is better than house living. There, I said it. You don't have to worry about as much, and it's cheaper.
You don't have to
in the grand scheme of things.
Don't cut the lawn. You don't have to worry about something breaking. I just texted my dude in my building right now this morning. My maintenance guy, Abe. Yeah. Oh, he's the best. I got a light bulb that's out. It's been out for a couple months. I said, man, hey, can you take care of this? Yeah, it's in my bathroom. He's like, dude, easy fix. It'll be done this afternoon. I was like, you the man.
Yeah, I did love my maintenance guy. Oh, he was the best. Anyways.
Who do you go to now if something breaks?
You just like put it in the app and someone comes. It's a whole thing.
You know what I'm really frustrated about? Listen, I got no problem paying my rent. The problem I have is when I try to do it online, the service fee is $50.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay that.
I'm like, well,
I wouldn't be caught dead paying that.
I have to pay $50. So you know what? From now on, I write a check.
Yeah.
But I'm like, $50 to pay your rent as a service fee?
They're high. Mine was $2, and I was like, whatever. I can find $2 on the streets.
$50.
No.
One month I paid it, didn't even realize it.
I would literally lose my mind.
I was so frustrated.
I would actually lose my mind. This person says tomato soup is disgusting. There I said it, which I back 150%. It's just like, I don't get the difference between like tomato soup and like tomato juice and like all that stuff. I think it's all the same thing. I really do. There's no differentiating factor of any of it. One's hot, one's cold. Got it.
Sup, Jacqueline? I hate kale. I'd rather sleep with my husband's brother than eat a bowl of kale. There, I said it. Okay, great.
Okay.
What's your brother's husband look
yeah,
like?
Yeah, tell us you have a crush on your husband's brother without telling us you have a crush on your husband's brother.
Breeze, guess who's here?
Gwendolyn?
No. Oh. We don't know where she is. We think she's dead. Who's the next best thing? Most toxic man in Rochester.
Edward.
Big Ed. What's up, guys? It's Big Ed. Hey, Breezy, why did the snowman suddenly smile?
He was melting.
He could see the snowblower coming.
Ew, I'm good here. No, I'm all set. Thanks. It's
actually really well
Start
done today,
Big Ed. Screening these.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Is TikTok going away for good? Maybe, but if so, don't you think we're all going to be just fine?
We will be.
How do you feel about the TikTok ban? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 585-252-9800. If this is the worst news you or your teenager has gotten in a very long time.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'll tell you what, Breeze, I feel like it's one less thing I would personally have to worry about.
I agree. I know it's an unpopular opinion from both of us that the TikTok ban is like honestly a good thing because I know a lot of people are absolutely losing their mind, but I think it'll really help my mental health, a lot of youth's mental health. Brain rot will be down. And I know there will be another app in a couple of days. So let's just live in the moment and not worry about it.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen in the next few days. But if it were to go away, I guess the question is, if this is how you make your bread and butter, what's plan B? What is that going to be? Right. Tracy says, as a mom of a 14-year-old girl, I encourage it to go away. I just think it would be one less app for kids to be consumed by.
Right.
PXY, hello, who's this?
It's Carmen. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Carmen? Talk to us about TikTok. What do you think?
If it went away, I would care. I could care less.
Mm-hmm.
But also, a lot of people use it for personal gain, which I'm for. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of conflicted. The only thing that draws me in the way of not wanting it here is that it's Chinese owned, and it's not even allowed in their country, right? So TikTok's not allowed in China, but it's allowed here, which I find strange.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And right. I also thought that it wasn't going to be going away off your phone, kind of like remember Flapper Wings or that little game.
Yeah.
You just couldn't update it anymore. So I don't think that it's going to actually go away. I could be wrong. I'm wrong a lot, but I thought that you couldn't do any more updates after Sunday, and then eventually it'll go away, but not Sunday. Yeah. It just disappears off your phone.
Right. I think you'll still have the app, but you're not going to be able to use it. I think that's what it comes down to. Yeah, so we're going to find out in the next few days, though. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. This person, Mike, says, all I know is if they ban TikTok, my bathroom breaks are going to be a lot shorter.
Yes, they
How
will.
How true.
Yes, they will. And your screen time will be down, Mike. So I'm praying for you and your... You know what?
Hello, PXY. Is this Angela?
Hi. Yeah.
Hi, Angela. Go ahead. Talk to us. What's your take on this?
Well, yeah, I am calling about TikTok potentially going away, and you guys poking fun over that possibly happening is kind of gross. Like, just what? Because it doesn't...
It's literally our opinion, but okay. Go on.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just because it doesn't affect you doesn't mean that it's not a big deal. Like, TikTok is how some people make their living.
We get that.
Like me. It took me years to build up my following and become an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is so hard because I thought we were all supposed to be living in a democracy, and Trump is literally stripping us of our rights. And you guys don't understand what it's like because you don't have followers who count on you for content.
That's what we do. We don't have followers.
That's literally our job. That's just our job title. So.
We don't have people that count on us for content. That's what this is every single day. You're a local influencer here in Rochester?
Yeah, but I spent over 4 years working on getting followers on TikTok specifically and learning to understand how the algorithm works. Mm-hmm. And it was for nothing.
Well, we don't know that just yet, but you might be right. It probably will be for nothing, in which case, if it is, what's plan B? What are you going to do?
So, like, what is your shtick on TikTok? Like, everyone pretty much needs to hone in on one thing in order to be recognized for something. So what content are you pumping out that people just can't simply live without?
Well, I'm a beauty influencer.
Mm-hmm. Right. Of course.
So what do you do? Okay.
Yeah. So like, I'm all about like beauty and lifestyle and, you know, living your best life and becoming the best version of yourself.
Right.
And like, doing that authentically. So like, I collaborate with a lot of makeup brands and skincare brands and stuff like that. And, you know, like, it's a lot of work. Like, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to find brands who want you to help them sell their product. And just imagine doing all that and finding out that it's for nothing. So like, you know, like, you guys, how long have you been on the radio? Like, I've been doing this for 4 years. How long have you been on the radio? Well, over 4 years.
Collectively? Collectively over 20.
I mean, first of all, you're just describing our job. Like, I think it's so funny when influencers are like, I'm an influencer. It's like, radio personalities and people on TV have been influencers before influencers were even influencers. So let's just call it.
They're not taking your platform away. You're not getting your platform taken away.
Wait, what about?
Like, tried other platforms.
Yeah, what about YouTube?
Yeah, what about Instagram?
It's not the same. You can't grow. You can't grow your Instagram or your Facebook. And it's really upsetting when you keep laughing at me because, like, you don't understand. You still have your platform. You can't grow the same on Instagram or Facebook. Like, you can't grow at the same rate. Like, it's total. You don't understand. Like, I've been studying this algorithm, and it's devastated. Like, I'm devastated over this. Okay, like, it's not a joke.
Are you crying?
We're not.
Don't cry.
All right. This is wild.
Well, I'm just saying. I understand your frustration, Angela, but tell us, what would you do if TikTok were to go away? What's plan B?
Yeah, where do we go from here?
I don't know right now. I really don't know right now. Like, I'm not somebody who's going to get hired for a job at Paychex.
Okay.
You know, like, it's just not who I am.
Might be looking for an influencer.
Right. I mean, like, listen, I think a lot of people put a lot of their personality in livelihood into their job, which I never recommend. I think your job is a part of you. That's where the lines get blurred with influencers, though, because it is your entire life. If I were to lose my job on the radio tomorrow, I would be fine. Moose would be fine. We have the personality to carry us through. And I think one of the biggest things is you relied so heavily on one app and one platform to do that for you, and now it's poof, going away, and you're scrambling. But I want to let you know that you are so much more worthy than a stupid app. Like, you really are. And
she's right.
You really need to look inward and look at what you do on that app that makes you happy and brings you joy and others, and see if you can channel that into a career. PR. That's a great pipeline to getting back into the content creation and influencing and all of that stuff.
You know, Angela, if this were to go away tomorrow, there are businesses and companies here in the 585 that would gladly hire somebody of your expertise to do their social media for them.
I don't want to work a 9-to-5. Like, I like my hours. I make my own schedule. Like, no, I don't have anybody micromanaging me. Like, I don't think I'm built for that. Like, you don't understand. Like, you just don't get
how,
it.
How come so Breezy and I, how come we never understand anything?
Right.
How come we never understand?
And honestly, this is the closest thing we actually would understand.
We would. That's the thing. Well, Angela, listen, I'm sorry that you're in turmoil right now, and I wish you the best of luck. I know you're feeling what a lot of people are feeling. If TikTok goes away, I want you to know you're going to be fine. You'll figure it out.
It's just so upsetting. It's like the same people who watch my videos are the same ones saying they don't care if it goes away. And like,
can you do me a favor? Just, send me your handle right now. I'd love to take a look at it.
Yeah, and we can follow you on Instagram. That's two more followers for you.
Well, tell me your TikTok handle that you've spent years. You said how many years?
4 years.
What's the name of it?
It's at Face the Ange.
Okay. All right. I'll go ahead and
look it up.
Look it up and we'll give you a follow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
All right.
You're going to be fine.
Angela, chin up. Happy Friday.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. What is going on? Can you send me your handle so she doesn't lose it?
I got to hold on a second. I'm looking this up right now.
You know what the problem is? It's like Angela is one of 500 million that are doing this right now.
No, I understand why she's emotional.
Like, we're going to be fine. Vine went away. We were fine.
She said she took 4 years.
What?
I mean, I don't know what the fuss is about. She's got 2,400 followers. I don't understand it.
I mean, like, that's not bad, but that's, like, I mean, in comparison.
Yeah. I mean, come on. You're not going to starve.
Right.
It's not like people were not like inviting you to the White House.
Right. Oh, my God. Okay. All right.
All right. Let's get to some texts.
You know, it's not all bad. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people on Angela's side and want her to thrive. This person says, Angela, go work at Macy's in the beauty department. Oh, wait, that's closing too.
Yeah, that's good.
This person says, Angela, I just saw a sign. Hobby Lobby's hiring. Go get it, queen. Not her stocking shelf.
It's Friday. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Mm. Yeah.
So you were hacked again, yeah?
Oh my gosh, you guys, it's too much. It's truly, truly too much. So I feel like this happens to me once every couple of
months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple of months, I get hacked. First, it was my Facebook was hacked. They said that they created a whole website saying that Moose and I were giving away money, which we do give away money on this show, for sure.
Not like that.
Not like that, though. It was very strange.
But let this be a lesson to everybody who makes their password 12345678.
So, yeah, you caught me. So, I get a DM from my really good friend's mom. Been friends with her my whole life since I was like 6 or 7 years old. I've known her mom my whole life. And she goes, Breezy, good morning. This is Mrs. So-and-so. Are you emailing me right now? Because if not, somebody is hacking your email. I said, oh my God, no, please send me a screenshot.
Right.
She goes, I knew it wasn't you. I'll do that right now. Can you text me? My number is blank. I can screenshot it that way. Remember, I'm old. Now I'm like, okay, so she was also hacked too. So I'm like freaking out, like cross-checking the number to make sure it's actually her number.
Is it?
Turns out it was actually her number. Thank God.
Okay.
So I text her and I was like, oh my God, what's going on? Like, it's Breezy. Tell me everything. She goes, oh my God, let me send you what I got. You're going to love this.
Was this last night?
No, it just happened right now.
Oh, read it.
This just happened. So I was like, okay, send me screenshots. I'm on the edge of my seat because I'm like, if my email got hacked again, like this is something I've been going through for, you know, a couple times now. Like, it's just such a pain in the ass.
Right, right.
So last night at, earlier this morning at 3 a.m., my friend's mom gets a tongue out emoji and a kissy face emoji.
A tongue out? Okay, great. From, love that.
From a Gmail that says, I am BZ57 at gmail.com.
I'm BZ.
I'm BZ. There's no R in there, so it's not my name. So I don't know if she's confused or someone was just sending her these messages. She goes, is this you? Breezy, is this you? Did you accidentally butt dial me? They respond, yep, it's me. I had a crazy dream about you last night and I couldn't go back to sleep.
Ugh.
Hello? She goes, is this Breezy? They heart the message. She goes, tell me all about your dream.
Right, this is what every... Yeah, this is your best friend's mom.
Yes.
I had a dream
known her
about
since
you.
I was 5 years old.
Okay, so this is where it starts to get
so
creepy.
So she's like, tell me about your dream. Can you cue some music up for me? I come out of the shower. And you're laying on my bed with just bra and panties on as soon as I see you. You get up and jump on me, and we start kissing. Then I throw you down on the bed and you slowly crawl on top of me.
Oh, I need something better.
Then from my lips, you slowly kiss, lick, and bite your way down my chest. That's when I woke up super aroused and wanting you so bad. She goes, F you, this isn't breezy. She goes, it is. It is.
No, I promise you, it's me.
She goes, Breezy, what's going on?
I've been
wanting... you're into women, but
I've been wanting to do this for years.
Yeah. Oh my God. I literally was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. First of all, I don't know who's more embarrassed, me or my friend's mom, because
that's great.
I think it was just a coincidence that my name was in the email. I don't think it has anything to do with me whatsoever.
So the person they hacked, it just turns out that it's your best friend's mom.
Yeah, I think it was just honestly someone's email. Like, it had nothing to do with me, but now I'm very much involved and very much invested. Not the wet dreams being sent to my childhood friend's mother from me. Not them stating they're aroused. I'm just like, what is...
Tell me about your dream.
Literally, she's like, oh my God, Breeze, what's going on? Tell me everything. It's been years.
Yeah. Well, I had a dream working my way down.
Licking and biting, crawling on top of me, bra and panties. I'm like, oh my God, that was not my dream.
Guys, you got to be careful. Okay. Know what you're clicking on. Know who's sending you messages.
And now I'm nervous because she like engaged and she thought it was me. And I'm like, oh my God, what is going to happen now?
This raises a bigger question. How many other people got this same message?
Plot twist, it is me. I'm just like doing fake emails.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98 PXY.